Then another important question is the muscle biopsy findings in dermatomyositis. There will be inflammatory infiltrate composed of the B cells and CD4 positive T cells, predominantly perivascular and perifascicular areas. The muscle fibers show perifascicular atrophy. Capillary dropout is a common feature, and rarely overt muscle infarcts can be seen. Then after that, some specific findings like I've mentioned earlier as well, that MDA5 antibody will be associated with vasculopathic ulcer, inverse Gottron papules, ILD. NXP2 will be associated with ulcerated calcinosis cutis, and TIF will be associated with severe skin disease and erosions and malignancy. Then